Blog Talk Radio.
PSA. I also wanted to say, I got up this morning reluctantly, of course, because I got to go to work. And I looked in the mirror this morning. I've been following the regimen mostly, but I've been adding the vitamin C at night and in the morning. You guys, I really was a little bit sad. Because I thought, like, this is going to be my new face. Thing really seemed to really be working. But I found something called Art Naturals. Now, this is a serum trilogy. So it's like hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, and then retinol. The only thing I'm doing different is I'm adding the vitamin C at nighttime before the retinol and my night cream. For my night cream, I'm using Manuka Honey from Nature to Skin. I also have been using it in the morning because I'm not, like, I go to work and I'm inside anyway, so I'm not outside, and it's a nice, it's thicker. I believe that it just, for me, it works really great to keep my skin moisturized, especially in the environment where I work. Even with a little bit of sweating, my skin seems to really drink it hot. But the Art Naturals, it's working. It's definitely fading it. I'm so happy. I haven't even started the process with the Mederma yet. I've been trying everything. I was going to save. Once I got the surface stuff off and basically once I got everything smooth after the healing process, then I was going to start my Mederma process where you take a foot scrubber, very coarse, and you'll scrub the skin until it's basically bleeding, and then you put your Mederma on. Hands down, for stretch marks and stuff like that, especially after having a baby, that's what works for me. So that's one of my little secrets. If you have big, deep stretch marks, try it out. Get in the shower, scrub, scrub, scrub. With it really good to where it's bloody until you can't stand it anymore, and then put your Mederma on and put your vitamin C on. These serums right here, I'm definitely, I've tried other ones, which I did feel were working, but this definitely, I started using these a couple weeks ago. And I'm going to say, hands down, this works. They're Art Naturals. Anybody looking for some help with their skin and scarring. So before I head off, my daughter told my other cell phone this morning somehow she got a hold of it, which was weird. I don't know how she did that. So let's see what I'm looking for right now. From the 30th today to June 5th. Now, last quarter moon occurs on Wednesday on the 2nd at 3:24 a.m. Early Wednesday, the last quarter moon is exact when the sun in Gemini forms a square with the moon in Pisces. The last quarter moon phase points to a crisis of consciousness of sorts. After basking in the awareness of symbolized by the full-lighted moon going through the eclipse and the blood moon, we are to disperse our knowledge and come to a point, and we need to sort out what works for us and what doesn't. But if you were paying attention, hopefully you did not set anything out. Hopefully you did not do any sort of magic or manifestations and was paying a little bit of attention. This is a reset. Not a best time to start a major project, as decreasing light of moon symbolizes a descent into unconsciousness. Now it's time to begin finishing up the details out of which was conceived. As the last new moon, we might consider our recent revelations and process what they mean to us. This phase of the moon occurs at 11 degrees and 59 minutes of Pisces, opposite the sun at 11 degrees and 59 minutes of Gemini, affecting people born with personal planets and points at 10 to 14 degrees of immutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, most significantly. Now, it is a time to realize that knowledge and adversity motivates us with the sun in Gemini. We are more sociable, intellectual, and insatiably curious. Under this influence, we tend to scatter our energies as a result of this curiosity and awareness of all of our options. Now, we are more communicative and versatile. We're also unreliable. Now, Mercury is in Gemini. We are especially communicative, curious, and sociable. Mercury feels right at home, and Gemini, one of the signs that it rules, and we tend to take up more pleasure in gaining a superficial knowledge of many subjects rather than digging deep into any one topic. Check into that shadow work right now. Very important. With things also going on right now, we have, I want to say, the planet's in retrograde right now. Here is what to expect. Now, we're going to be bracing for major communication breakdowns, chaos, and confusion. Now, we're kicking it off yesterday on the 29th for the second time this year. If you're still really in the chaos zone by Mercury at the start of the year, the bad news is the things won't get much better this time around. Now, Mercury goes retrograde two times a year, appearing to sail across the skies in the wrong direction. And since Mercury is the planet of communication, you can expect your communication skills to take a major hit in the coming days. Now, due to an optical illusion triggered by the planet's much shorter orbit of the sun, Mercury will appear to move backwards. Now, in purely astronomical terms, Mercury will carry on as usual, but the apparent backwards motion will still leave an imprint on your life. Now, paying attention, the word retrograde, after all, comes from the Latin word retrogradus, or backward step. Things predicted are going to somewhat be haywire in the coming days, but the chaos won't be limited to your conversations and arguments alone. Undelivered emails, lost posts, and missed phone calls also tend to pile on. Now, traditionally, things like computers start being less reliable. You know, emails go missing, snail mail letters don't arrive or get lost. You're trying to make a point. Someone may pick up on a completely wrong thing and totally misunderstand you. It is just easier to get the wrong end of the stick when it comes to communication. Now, also, travel can be disrupted, so planes are delayed and you hold the map the wrong way around and you're going in the wrong direction. It's that kind of stuff. It's really just practical communication things that may be a little bit more difficult. Now, Mercury will stay retrograde between May 29th to June 22nd of this year. You might find the time to from time to time that you'll have trouble remembering things like scheduled meetings or phone calls. I'm already there. Attention to detail can be a bit muddy, as your ability to maintain a healthy and stable relationship. People often worry about how Mercury retrograde will affect their intimate lives, as they are often said to take a hit. Now, according to the psychic world, this can also be a chance to slow and down and put your relationship into perspective. Now, when things go pear-shaped, it might be the right time to take a step back and look at the bigger picture. According to international healer Daisy Foss, Mercury retrograde will also intensify your desire to explore and be free. Now, this, of course, can put a strain on your relationship. Now, the experts have also added, as the planet appears to retreat, it may feel as if it's going wrong, all wrong in your life and your love life as well, and you can bring up issues of arguments of the past. So beware, goals out there. Who else is having it right now? And this is considered the biggest one. This is happening in Gemini. There's going to be an intense lesson here with Mercury retrograde period. The next 3 weeks could prove to be completely game-changing. Memorial Day weekend is generally thought of as the unofficial start of summer, which feels like the start of something new. But if the messenger planet has anything to say about it, well, we'd be focusing on a lot, tending to old business. Now, Mercury begins its second retrograde in Gemini. Anybody date a Gemini? You got to have some real, you got to be real crazy to date and stay with a June Gemini. Specifically, May's pretty bad too, don't get me wrong. Now, the first retrograde was in Aquarius from January 30th to the 20th of February. Now, the ruler, as we said, communication, transportation, and technology will appear all through the next few weeks in retrograde. There's going to be a lot of havoc wreaked on the technology, on all aspects of relationships, both work, home, friend, girlfriend, boyfriend. And this is also a quick reminder for all you people with exes that you're missing right now. It's just the retrograde. Do not answer that text. Leave your narcissist alone. Do not answer. The best response is no response. Whenever your ex texts out of the blue or hit one traffic obstacle after the next, every time you leave your house, it's easy to blame. After all, it feels like it's happening all the time. In fact, it does happen frequently. 3 to 4 times a year for 3 weeks at a time. So in other words, 18% of the time. But it doesn't account for the lead-in and lead-out periods referred to as a retrograde storm before and after every retrograde. During this period, Mercury has to put on the figurative brakes before turning retrograde and then rev back up after the fact. Because it's the speediest planet in the solar system, it moves around the sun every 88 Earth days, traveling at nearly 112,000 miles per hour. It's easy to feel the messenger's planets slow down and crank back up to speed. But the day you'll most feel its effect is when it stations. We often paint it with a broad brush, characterizing it for triggering tech glitches, 86 travel plans, and eye-rolling inducing blood pressure escalating miscommunications. But it's actually not simple and negative. Mercury retrograde also presents a chance to revise and reflect, to look backward, and to tie up loose ends on whatever you previously started and need to address in order to move confidently and decisively forward. Although we're conditioned to gather and disseminate information, go, 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 24/7, as fast as humanly possible, the planet that rules all that mental energy and communication actually urges us to take the occasional time out. After all, life wasn't meant to be lived with your foot on the gas pedal every day, and by taking a beat to slow down and check yourself, you could get even further in the long run. Now, remember that Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and the air sign is also the ruler third house of communication, neighbors, siblings, early education, and short-distance travel. The vibe of Gemini is quick, chatty, fun-loving, and adaptable. While Mercury is in the air sign, you may feel the desire to move at the same lightning-fast pace as a twin, change course on a whim, and have lively, engaging conversations that go on and on and on. The planets and the sign go hand in hand, which is why Mercury retrograde in Gemini could feel more intense than it would in another sign. It may heighten the impulse to connect, but also make it more challenging to do so. Don't talk to your ex. So remember, everyone, it also bears noting that we're in the midst of the first eclipse season, which infuses the slowdown with a push to embrace change and contend with crisis rooted in big game-changing emotions. You could still be feeling the effects of the May 26th lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, which is opposite of Gem. While the life-changing tone of June 10th, the new moon and solar eclipse in Gemini rolls in, the new moon forms a conjunction to Mercury, underlining the importance of recognizing the past and tying up loose ends before being able to charge ahead into the next chapter. So because it's happening in mutable signs, Gemini, other mutable signs across all elemental fields, a particular backward turn the most. This includes Virgo, the mutable earth, Sagittarius, mutable fire, and Pisces, mutable water. Virgos, you'll feel it in your 10th house of career, Sagittarians, in your 7th house of partnership, and Pisces, in your 4th house of home life. Geminis will find the Mercury retrograde especially intense and hard thanks to June 10th eclipse, but Gems and Virgos generally feel all Mercury retrogrades more acutely than others. That's because both signs are ruled by the messenger planet. By leaning into the lessons of the second Mercury retrograde, you can absolutely find ways to make the most of the movement. Now consider making the following move. If you always have fiery, intriguing debates about politics, psychology, and relationships with your college bestie, or you and your coworker always seem to come up with cool ideas for collaboration, now could be a time to revisit ideas you've batted around before. You can find that the slowdown allows you to consider all those copious, creative, intellectually charged Gemini-ish ideas through a lens that allows you to gain more clarity and create an actual action plan. Catch up with siblings and neighbors. Maybe you've been meaning to meet up with your sister or catch up dinner. Your schedules have been clashing, or you haven't had an actual in-person book club meeting in happy hour or neighborhood besties since before the pandemic. The retrograde informed by Gemini's third house theme could lend itself checking into those boxes. Remember, get your vaccination, and if you're not back or won't, make sure you're wearing your mask because there's stupid people who literally are buying papers that say they have been vaccinated, so. If Fox News was around, back when polio was around, we'd still have it. But that's the key. And I hope this episode gives you some insights on how to handle the next 3 weeks of what will probably be hell for a lot of us. Wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter. Our Asian brothers and sisters need our help to stand up for them, just like everybody else. And why do we have mass shooting every day? What is the problem here? Why do they do this? Why is it I can't wake up or I have to worry because someone going to come into my place and shoot us for what? My kid's going to summer school, and I have to worry about this? Jesus. Like, literally. How can I send my child to camp or anywhere, or even going to my job, if people are constantly shooting and doing fucking mass shootings and shit? It's insane. But I will be on tomorrow for Girl Power Hour, and for the rest of our tarot schedules, we will be doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, since those days I don't have to be in early as fuck. So that is the tea, as I said before. Enjoy the forecasting and watch yourself through this retrograde for the next 3 weeks. And we'll have our regular tarot days, as I said, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'll be on at 10 a.m. on those days, so I'll see you guys then. Zen Rider out. I am off to work.